Air freight sees resurgence as ocean trade slumps. Expeditors International reported a strong first quarter, with air freight margins outperforming those of the previous quarter. The company's prepared statement highlighted the differences between its air and ocean freight performances. The contrast between the two segments is stark, with air freight shipments measured by weight increasing significantly while ocean freight volume declined. This disparity is largely due to the varying demands for air and sea transportation, with technology customers driving demand for air cargo. According to CEO Daniel Wall, higher rates and a more stable balance between sell and buy pricing contributed to the stronger air freight margins. The increase in air tonnage was particularly notable, driven by strong demand from technology customers. The ocean freight performance, on the other hand, was marked by a decline in volume and pricing. The imbalance of global capacity versus demand has been a persistent issue in the industry, leading to lower average profitability per container and volume. Despite this decline, Expeditors Customs brokerage business saw significant revenue increases due to higher entry volumes and complexity, as well as tariff-related activity. This segment also benefited from disciplined cost control and pricing increases, which helped offset top-line pressure. The company's operating income rose 11% to $294.8 million, driven by strong areas such as air freight and customs brokerage. However, salaries rose 9%, squeezing the bottom line. Expeditors stock surged on the earnings announcement, rising 6.06% to $148.18. This gain was largely due to the beating of consensus forecasts for both EPS and revenue. The company's stock has seen significant growth in the last 12 months, with a 31.5% increase. Its 52-week high was set on February 3 at $167.19. Expeditors' continued expansion is evident in its growing headcount, which rose to 20,361 in the first quarter from 19,203 a year earlier.